okay, so this is going to be really awkward. There's so many bloopers. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of cussing. So if you're offended by that, I'm sorry. I'm trying to tone it down. I did bring my mom into the podcast, so hopefully she doesn't embarrass me. We will see. No, I probably embarrassed her more. She did hijack my podcast. I will tell you that in advance because I'm recording this after we've already done our recordings. She hijacked my podcast, and so I got even. There is a lot of bloopers. I said that already. Yep. So in advance, she's going to introduce herself, but it's really funny when she does it because we forgot until the end of the podcast. So keep an ear out for that. Hopefully we didn't offend you or bother you, and hopefully you guys keep coming back to listen for more. I'm hoping that it's not going to be as awkward as I keep going on and I'll get better at it, but I don't know. So I guess you'll have to stay tuned to find out. And like I said in my introduction, you might find something good or interesting if you look really deep. So this is my second podcast ever. I've never done podcasting, so I hope that I'll get better. Anyway, have a good one and hope you enjoy listening.
Yay, I think it's working. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Sweet. I just wanted to fuck around and test the thing and see if it actually fucking worked or not.
Alrighty then. It says two people are recording.
Sweetness. And I don't know what it's going to do when it finishes.
Don't ask me.
I don't know, but I've decided that it's going to be very fucking awkward for the next couple of yeah. So I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know how to podcast. So this is going to be rather interesting, I guess.
Podcasts are easy. You just pick a subject and go off on a tangent. You're good at that.
Yeah, I might be good at that in person, but it's kind of like sitting in front of a camera for trying to record for YouTube. I can't fucking do it. It's embarrassing, and I can't fucking do it. And if you listen to my first episode, then you would know how fucking awkward this shit is for me.
But you're not sitting in front of a camera. You're just sitting here talking to me. It's as if you were talking on the phone.
Well, technically, I am sitting in front of a camera because I just looked up, and there's my camera on my computer just sitting there staring at me, even though it's not on. It's really weirding me out.
Well, I don't see you, so therefore you shouldn't be weirded out, so it's all good.
I guess. I don't know.
You have no picture. You suck.
I know. I'm lazy, and I just don't want to set a picture.
That's okay. I got a picture for both of us.
Oh, fuck you. That picture is so goddamn old.
You were 17?
I was 18. That was like.
Were you 18?
I was 18. That was like a week, 2 weeks after I got married.
Okay.
I remember that. It was just not so much fun.
I remember it was in Kentucky.
Yeah, in the laundry room.
I remember you. No, this was done in the house. This was in the apartment.
I thought you were talking about where I got married. Oh, my bad.
Wow. No, I don't. Remember that. I just happened to be the officiator there.
You should remember that. You were fucking there.
That's what I'm saying. No, the picture, it was done in the house, sitting in front of the window by the table with the computer on it, and you maybe put on makeup, or actually, you put makeup on me.
Yeah, I put makeup on you, and then I sat on you so I could take a picture. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wasn't it James that took the picture?
No, I think it was your selfie, if I remember correctly, your arm stretching out.
Oh, maybe. It was either I thought it was maybe James or Ty that took the picture.
Might have been, but I don't remember that part.
I don't either. What the fuck were we supposed to be talking about? I know we were testing the thing, but I don't even know. I've gone off on a tangent, and now I can't fucking remember what the fuck we were talking about.
What you were supposed to do, and I said you just pick a subject, start talking, and go off on a tangent. You're good at that.
My podcast is supposed to be about, it says on my category, it's games and hobbies, and my hobby is not talking as much as I would love it to be. My hobby is more writing, and I don't know what to say about my writing, because, well, we know how I feel about my writing. I think it's shit, but other people like it, so...
That's because you're always your own worst critic.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm just hoping I don't accidentally randomly sing when I'm recording a podcast. That would be fucking embarrassing.
That's what I just said. You should just sing.
No. No, that's even more embarrassing. Because then I could probably get in trouble for, like, you know, oh, that song doesn't belong to you. You stole it. I didn't steal it so much as I just started singing it because it was stuck in my head. But either way, I can get penalized for it. And I really don't want to get penalized for it.
No, that's not cool enough.
We've been talking for 4 minutes and it's still not getting any less awkward for me.
Yeah, I've noticed.
I'm so glad I'm not on camera because my face is like the color of my hair right now.
I'm not surprised.
I am. Why aren't you surprised? You should be surprised, God damn it.
Because I'm your mother, I'm not supposed to be surprised, especially by things that I'm used to.
I do love how I've used my Wattpad profile as my episode picture for my cover art. It's my profile picture, and then I've got Noel in the background.
There you go.
I sat here the other day, and I was like, oh, I love my – I tried clicking on – I forgot that it was a picture, and I was clicking on the About Conversations activity. I'm like, why the fuck isn't this working?
Okay.
I was trying, and I was like, wait a second. Wait, no, it's a picture.
Are we my sure bad. You're not blonde?
Bitch, I am not blonde, okay?
I'm quite well aware of that. I was just making sure.
I need to dumb down the cursing. I realize that. I'm listening to myself. Every other fucking word out of my mouth is a goddamn cuss word. Every other word out of my mouth is a cuss word, and I really need to work on that. This is going to be so awkward. All of these are just going to end up being like really, 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 really awkward.
Nah. You'll get into it.
Eventually.
You know what? What you ought to do is podcast when you're driving.
No. Oh my God. No, I cuss like a sailor. That'd be a bad idea.
That'd be awesome.
No, it wouldn't. Because all you'd hear is, God damn you, mother, get off the road, blah, blah, blah.
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo. No, you goddamn kangaroo, get out of my way. Hell's wrong with you.
Wombats and wallabies and koala bears.
Drop bears, don't forget the drop bears.
Koala bears. Drop bear. I'd just be running over alligators, so, you know, I mean, or crocodiles or whichever the hell they are.
Alligators. You got gators in Florida.
That's right, they are gators.
We got crocs here. You know, it's Australia.
Alligators have a longer nose.
Yeah,
croc hunter in Australia and alligator gators in Florida.
Yeah, and gators aren't as big.
Oh, they can be.
Yeah, but normally, usually, 90% of the time, they're not as big as as crocs. Let my dog inside. I'm surprised the big cow hasn't started mooing yet. She usually does when I'm talking.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. All the kids are asleep. Can you tell?
Yeah, it's quiet.
I know. I'm shocked.
Me too. Okay, so real quick, getting back on to topic, what did you think of the short story? Well, not a short story, more like a standalone, but I still need to figure out if I'm going to like do it as a serial or not. I still haven't decided yet.
I would. I mean, there's so much more to tell for that.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't know where to go from. I'm stuck with it. Like, I like it the way it is, and as a standalone, it's great. And my dog is drinking water in the background. It's going to come across really weird.
Okay.
All right. Anywho. I know it could be a standalone, but I'm not quite sure, you know? I don't know where to go from there because I've ended it. I am Gwyneth Falcon. I am finally Low Creep. But where do I go from there?
I don't know. There's.
You said there's so many ways places I can go, but like you don't have any that I can come up with. You sounded kind of like Donald Trump. Where he says something and he doesn't give any background on it. Oh, God. I fucking hate you. I'm not talking about him ever again. He will never, ever be talked about. That is, we're tabling that comment right there.
Good, because, you know.
Anyway, so what directions could I go with it? Yeah.
You could tell each one's story. You could get to how she ended up having to kill her roommate. Wait, am I on the right story?
Yeah, but I did talk about how she had to kill her roommate. That's the thing. Yeah,
backstory to it?
Well, no, not yet.
Or maybe his side of the story?
But his side of the story is actually in the main book. And I don't want to give too much away on the podcast because then nobody want to read the fucking book. There's going to be no point.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, couldn't he have another backstory? You know?
He could.
You know, how he got into it all, how, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to read it to you. I've got 3 reads on it so far on Wattpad. Not that it fucking matters. Nobody cares. But anyway. Not what? No, 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 no. Wait, sorry. No. There we go. I need to get into it so I can read it. Okay. This is how it goes. What the? No, wait. Nope. There it is. Sorry. Shut up. So, my first mission is tonight, and I'm so nervous my palms are sweating and my stomach is tying itself into knots. I have to compose myself before I head to the Shadow's office. I'm not sure if I want to keep her name that, by the way, but anyway. The Shadow's the leader of the organization, and she's wicked scary. I check my outfit in the mirror one more time before I slip on my mask and head out the door. My hands start to slip off the knob because my palms are so sweaty, but I manage to retain my grip and open the door enough to slip out without alerting my roommate. I start walking down the hallway and take notice of my surroundings like a good operative. The walls are white with small gray and blue diamonds bordering the top and bottom, while the paint is slowly starting to crack and peel away near the ceiling. Neil the Steerling is what I almost said. The wood paneling beneath. Revealing the wood paneling beneath. Oh my god. Shut up. I walk along the hallway for a long time before finally turning right and heading for a door at the end. The door is black with large white spiders painted on it and a blood red handle. Now, I'm looking at the blood red handle part, and I want to change it to a blood red handprint, but I'm not quite sure that that would, you know, I don't know. I feel like saying it's a blood red handprint would be like taking away from, like, Skyrim's League of Assassins or the Assassin, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't want to, but at the same time, I was like, oh, but I'm like, nah. I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to play this back when I'm not doing it, and I'm gonna sit here and cringe. It's gonna be so cringeworthy because I can't go and cut things out. So this is completely unedited, bloopers left in, everything. So all the are all gonna be left in, and it's gonna sound horrible.
Actually, I think it's gonna sound cool.
Okay. Anyway, moving back on to the story. I knocked 3 times and wait. Wondering what my first mission will be. I allow myself to slip into a partial daydream about what kind of mission it could be. All too soon, I hear the door creak open, and I get drawn out of my fantasies by a woman's voice quietly drifting out of the darkness. Wow! I left my proof copy not for distribution stuff in here. No wonder it looks so fucking... Oh my god! Anyway, by a woman's voice drifting quietly out of the darkness. Come in, child. Close the door behind you. I walk into the room and shut the door as I was told. I'm standing in the darkness and hear nothing for several minutes before the woman speaks again. So, tonight's your first mission. Are you ready? I start to nod my head and then remember that she can't see me. Yes, ma'am. I understand what's expected of me. I hear a faint chuckle, so quiet I almost believe I imagined it. Good. Then it's time. As you know, your roommate had his first mission last week, but he didn't pass. In fact, he failed. Fuck you! Why are you messaging me? It wasn't you.
Hey!
It wasn't you. God damn it!
But you're messaging me!
No, I'm not! Shut up! But he didn't pass. In fact, he failed. I hear her breathing slow before she finishes. Your first mission is to retire him permanently. I stood there in shock. kill Tyson, but we'd been raised together. We'd done everything together for as long as I could remember. In fact, Tyson was my first kiss. Why would they want me to kill him? Stop it! I let my thoughts drift away as I heard the woman speaking again. If you refuse as Tyson did, you will fail this mission, and both of you will be retired in front of the rest of the academy in the morning to set an example. I was stunned. I knew we were trained to be ruthless and not let our emotions get in the way, but I wasn't prepared for this. I wasn't prepared to have to kill my childhood best friend, my adolescent crush, my first love. There must be some mistake. This must be some kind of test. Surely that's all it is. I finally found my voice. I understand. Consider it done. That was really awkward. I hate reading my shit aloud. I then turned on my heel and exited through the door that opened behind me. God damn it! Shut up. I agonized over my mission all the way back to my own room. I love Jake. Jacob? No. Wow. Reading. Not but I love him enough to give up this opportunity. For as long as I can remember, I've only wanted to belong. And the only way to belong here is to be one of them. And I have that bolded and italicized. I am awesome. Awesome sauce. Do, 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 do. And now I just have to say, I'm a big kid now. Hey! I learned how to use my words.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, where was I? Oh, yeah. One of them. The elite. The darkness that creeps up when you least expect it. The ones who get to leave the compound. I want to be one of them so badly I can almost taste it. Before I even reach the corridor that leads to my dorm, I've already made up my mind. Even though I've made my decision, I was still covered in sweat when I reached my room, and I slowly opened the door, making sure no light fell through and woke Tyson. Wow, I can't read my own writing. And it's typed. That's sad.
All right, then.
I with his fingers in his ears going.
Yep.
Oh, this is going to be so cringeworthy and embarrassing, and I'm not going to like it. Nah, anyway. That's I'm wearing my bunny robe. So when I listen to it play back and I'm cringing, I can hide inside my bunny robe. And I can cover my little bunny ears.
Uh-huh.
I then silently crept to his bed, making sure I didn't make a single sound as I drew my knife from the ankle sheath attached to my boot. Once I got close enough to the bed, I reached out and put my hand across his mouth to muffle any sounds if I woke him. I took a deep breath and slowly put the blade against his throat, slitting it effortlessly. So I put the knife against his throat, slitting it effortlessly. I felt the blade as it slid through the tendons and muscles, and I couldn't stop the smile that spread across my face under the mask. I loved it. I loved the feeling of the warm blood running across my fingerless gloves. I loved the sound of skin ripping beneath the knife and the gurgling noises as he tried to breathe. I loved the feeling. Mm-hmm. God damn it.
I didn't do it.
No, it wasn't you. I loved the feeling of listening to his life slipping away and knowing that I was the one who ended it. I knew in this moment, while my best friend lay dying under my hands, that I had found where I belonged. Once I felt the last bleeding beats of his heart, I stood and cleaned my knife on his sheath before returning it to the ankle sheath and exiting the room. I didn't bother to turn on the lights or to look back one more time at my handiwork. I knew the job was done and I was excited. I couldn't erase the adrenaline running through my veins. I wanted to have that feeling again, and I wanted it badly. I was like a junkie addicted to crack, except my crack was death. I returned to the shadow's office and knocked. Slowly, the door crept open as it had before, and I stood waiting for the invitation to enter. I heard nothing and stood there staring into the darkness, listening for any sign that I was welcome. Out of the darkness came the sound of quiet, eerie laughter before a scroll rolled across the floor and bounced off the toe of my boot. The eerie laughter continued until I picked up the scroll, and then the door slammed shut. I opened it and read it as I walked back to my room. Welcome to the family. May you serve your brothers and sisters well. I am Gwennifer Falcon, and I'm finally Lokri.
Yep.
Now, I can't go anywhere with that. That's the thing. You're like, oh, you can go somewhere with that. No, I can't, bitch. Where the fuck am I? Like a fucking final, all done, happy place. Well, not happy place for anybody else, but happy place for other people. You know?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can do more with it because you can go come up with a backstory for everybody. I mean, you can go into more detail. I mean, I don't mean take the story anywhere else necessarily, but add to it. You know, because you can always come up with another mission. You can come up with, well, like I said, his backstory, why he didn't do it.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
You know, why he failed, what stopped him. He wanted as much as she did, but he chose to fail rather than kill her. You know, why did he do that? Were his feelings more than hers, or... That's what I mean by coming up with more. I don't mean taking the story anywhere else necessarily, but... I didn't do that either.
No, you didn't. It was Twitter.
But I mean, that's what I mean by taking it somewhere. I mean, going somewhere further with it. I'm not saying, you can come up with more for her. You know, maybe that's the end of her story. Maybe that's all she had to tell, but there are other people in there going to a backstory on the Shadow, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know what I want from her. That's the thing.
Okay.
Hang on. Sorry, I'm editing one. God damn it, people. Oh, I sneezed. That was horrible. Actually, I guess not so horrible. If I was on video, I would have like 50 people asking me to make a video of me, just a compilation of just me sneezing.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not joking. I actually have had it. If you check out my other page on Facebook, if you check out the YouTube page, you will see the comment from the person that's like, oh, it'd be so fucking adorable. And I'm like, thanks, I think. Oh my god, 21 minutes. Can they not leave me alone for like 20 minutes or so? Like, Jesus.
No.
Ugh.
It's like the kids, they can't leave me alone.
Yeah, but they're your kids. They're not supposed to leave you alone.
I know. These are your kids. They're not supposed to leave you alone either.
What? They're not my kids.
Not these guys.
Oh, I was like, wait a second. What?
No, I was not saying that these guys are your kids and shouldn't leave you alone.
Oh, that's good. I was like, wait a second. How did they become my kids? I did not birth them. Nothing came out of this person here. Thank you. I am undamaged in all the ways you can be undamaged from not having children.
Hey, I'm not damaged. Shut up.
Yeah, but my area has been ripped. Okay? That's all I'm getting. I shouldn't even have said that. I should have just left it alone.
Mine hasn't either.
I don't want to. Nah, shut up. I should have just left it alone. That is way off topic.
Is it really?
Okay, into the mist. Into the mist. What do you think of that? I'm trying to get this back under control. You have hijacked my podcast.
Hey, you're the one that added me to something. Didn't bother telling me. I looked down. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What's going on?
Yeah, but now you've hijacked it. Back to the point. Into the mist. Go.
Back to the point. Back to the point. Into the mist. Yeah.
Then.
Huh? Oh. Ding, 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 I tap out.
No, ding, 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 as in, what do you think of it? Where can we go? Blah, 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 you know, kind of, whatever.
You don't like my whatever. You keep telling me to go back on topic. What the hell?
With regarding Into the Mist, I know you haven't read much of it, even though you should have. I mean, I only read like 3 pages before I stopped. You're a bitch, by the way, just so we're clear.
I didn't read 4 pages. I said I only read what you gave me at first. I never read any more than that.
Yeah, but you could add.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. There's so much you can do with all of them, Alex. Where do you want to take it?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying. I know where I want to get in the end, but I don't want to give things away, you know?
Right.
I know where I want to get to with the story, but I'm stagnated. I have nothing left. I mean, I've brought in, I've introduced the evil guy. I've given some background on him through the journal and through the flashbacks that she has. I've brought in love interest. But I don't know. I think my characters have hijacked the story in a way, because I only heard of one love interest, but now I'm pretty sure she has 2, and one of them happens to be one that you'd least expect, or you'd expect it, but it shouldn't happen, but it probably will, you know? I don't want to give too much away. That's the thing. I don't want to give anything away, because it's like there's no point in reading it if I give it away. Oh.
No, I agree. as far as where you can, I mean, there's...
Okay, here is what I have for the... for the blurb. For that one.
Yep.
Into the mist, into the unknown. On a broomstick we hop, heading far from home. Haven Winters is a 16-year-old girl who unknowingly inherits her great-grandfather's powers. Suddenly, she has a choice. Walk away from the only history she has about her real family, or embrace it and carry out the plan fate has in store for her. Join Haven in her fight to discover who she really is and learn to control her powers before they destroy her. Journey along to the Isle of Morley and discover what happens next as she struggles and battles to save her birthright. Will the future tear her friendships apart, or is she really strong enough to hold on to everything she loves, or everyone she loves? And of course, I have tagged it as... amateur fiction, magic, romance, Wicca, which is young adult.
Right.
I have 8 parts and I haven't updated anything, and it's okay. I will give you a sneak peek, I guess, since why not? I will go in and I will read a thing. Nobody else is gonna read the story. I only have 21 reads, and I guarantee they're not gonna find this podcast before they finish the 8 thing. It takes like less than 30 minutes to read the whole thing.
Right.
So, I will. Where the fuck did it go? There it is. I will. Okay. I will read you the last bit that I wrote. He just finished his shower when he heard the pounding on his door. He didn't bother to get dressed. He just wrapped a towel around his waist and went to answer before his door was broken down. What's the emergency? Why are you breaking down my door? His breath caught when he opened the door and saw Haven standing there. I'm sorry. She trailed off as her eyes wandered down his chest and stopped at the towel. He felt his face heat up as he struggled for words. Why don't you come in and sit down? He stepped back and waited for her to enter before he closed the door behind her. Make yourself at home. I'll just be a few minutes. He couldn't believe this was the second time she had caught him in nothing but a towel. This was becoming a habit, and he didn't know if he should be happy about it or if he should be worried. As he returned to his room and pulled on his jeans, he couldn't help but think about the way her eyes lit up when she stared at him. When he returned to his lounge room, I should probably mention that this story is set in Australia, so there's going to be a lot of weird fucking slang. Well, people who don't live in Australia, anyway. Most Americans are going to find it weird. Lounge room, combo, cordial.
Yeah.
Try explaining cordial. I can't even explain cordial, and it's been explained to me. And I can't explain it. But anyway, sorry. When he returned to his lounge room, he found her. Shut up. When he returned to his lounge room, he found her curled up on the corner of his couch with a book in her lap. There we go. Now you're back.
Now I'm back.
I think you're back.
I'm here.
Wow, you're just really quiet.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but you're like really quiet.
Turn up your volume.
I did.
Okay, there we go. That should work, I think.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, it worked. Where were we when we so rudely got cut off?
She was curled up on the couch in a, with a book.
Oh, yeah, right. So, continuing on. Da-da-da-da. Shut up. As he studied her for a few moments, the warm feeling in his chest was warning enough to let him know that no matter what his head said or how many times he reminded himself of a very bad idea, he'd already started on the downward slope of falling for this girl. He didn't know how he was going to deal with it, but he did know that that wasn't what she had come here for. He watched her jump as he cleared his throat. So what brings you by? When she looked down at her lap with a guilty expression on her face, he got a feeling that this was some, she was about to say something he wasn't going to like. The interruption started again.
Yep.
Well, you see, I kind of got myself into a bit of trouble with some spell work. By the time she finished, he couldn't do anything but stare at her. How stupid was this girl? Didn't she know that taking spells off the internet was never a good idea? And picking up a stranger? Did she have a fucking death wish? Are you kidding me? What possessed you to think that anything you find on the internet is safe? Do you even know what the kind of people who post that stupid crap out there for innocent people to run afoul of? He couldn't begin to understand what she'd been thinking, but he was furious with her for not coming to him before things got so out of hand. If you'd come to me first, I would have told you this wasn't a good idea, but you didn't even think to do that. You're looking for a shortcut, weren't you? How many times have you been told there are no shortcuts to power? Haven't your parents covered this with you? What about personal gain? He broke off to catch his breath and didn't even notice the tears forming in her eyes before she interrupted him. I'm sorry I'm such a screw up and an inconvenience to you. But this isn't only my fault. Where were you when I tried calling and texting you? Where were you when I had questions? You wouldn't even respond to me. She stood up and started pacing back and forth. I haven't heard from you since the night you dropped me off at the hospital and left me. You haven't been here. What was I supposed to do? I know I messed up, but I was only trying to get ahead in my training since you obviously don't care about whether I learn or not. This is what you avoidingly tells me, that you just don't care. You left standing there in shock. She looked so sad, and the tears were flowing freely down her face, smearing her makeup, but she'd never looked more perfect to him than right that minute. Brock was angry with her, holding her for what she'd done, but as usual where she was concerned, he found himself doing the exact opposite as he crossed the floor and pulled her into his arms. They didn't say anything. They just stood there wrapping each other's arms, both needing the comfort of being close to the other. That's it. That's where it ends. That's what I've got so far.
I can kind of see why you're stuck too.
Right. Now we understand why I'm stuck, and I don't know where to go from there. Like, I am not meant with fucking Jesus. Oh my God, what the hell has happened to my. Ah! Anyway, sorry.
I didn't do that either.
Shh. Every little thing is gonna be all right.
I watched that movie today.
I figured as much.
Come on now, that's Gabby's favorite movie. Of course we watched it.
Yes, I know.
500,000 times.
Oh, God. Don't worry about a thing. Cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
No, don't worry. I'm not listening. Okay. That's probably about as far off topic as you can possibly get.
Yeah, I know. As usual.
No. Knowing you, there can be further off topic.
Well, shut up. Let's just not go there, okay?
Can if I want to.
But silence ensues. Shut up.
Okay. You tell me not to be quiet, then you tell me to shut up. What the hell do you want me to do?
I know, right? I'm such a cunt. That word is probably not okay to be used in the,
You're probably right. But then again, I guess that depends on who's listening to it.
I don't know. Anybody listen? I don't know if it's going to go against Apple iTunes terms of service or anything like that. I'm not sure. It doesn't say anything, but who knows?
I mean, I kind of watch that silly garbage.
Yeah, I think.
As often as possible.
Sorry, my bad. I have no idea what I'm doing. All right. I don't know. I still don't know exactly what else you've read in the in my books and whatnot.
Like I said, I mean, I do try to keep up a little bit. It's just, you know.
Well, so this is the thing. I can't really talk about it if you haven't read it yet. I mean, I no offense, would do better talking to Danny because she has read it. And
right.
She's obsessed with, when's the next Parkerman? When's the next when? And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, ah.
But how many suggestions does she offer?
She's the one that told me. Oh, wait, where is it?
I don't know where it is. If I knew that, I wouldn't be asking, would I?
Shut up. Stop. Do not interrupt me. Let me talk.
Ha! As if I could get a word in edgewise.
I'm totally sitting here distracted by these photos of Noel.
I'm totally not at all surprised.
I mean, I yeah, anyway. Because she's the one that told me, which is where I got the new part. She said, well, he needs to tell her how dumb she was for starters. I would expect some yelling, reprimanding, and she'd be feel ashamed but defensive. He then needs to help her reverse the mistakes she made, which I haven't gotten to that part yet. But anyway, she also needs to think about telling him about the visions she had when she passed out. He'll also get mad again because she wasn't using shielding techniques that he's taught her. He also needs to warn her about not healing herself too quickly or the secret will be found out and she'll maybe become a science experiment. Maybe there's someone in the vision who revealed too much and was taken away. But see, I don't know where to go from there. It's the problem. I know what I need. I just don't know how to get there from there.
Right. And I'm not writer material, so trying to get me to tell you to do shit is kind of silly.
If I thought that she could totally, like, be interested in doing this, then I would invite her. But it's what time there? Almost midnight?
Yep. No, actually, it's 12:30.
Yeah, she's going to be in bed.
Yep. Lightweight.
She's got to work in the morning.
I know. Does she?
Yeah, pretty sure she does.
It is Saturday. I guess she probably does. I don't know. She keeps weird hours anymore.
I don't know. Really, I don't.
That's what I'm saying. She keeps weird hours anymore. They change. I never know which ones when.
Yep. I just don't know anymore.
Did you ever?
Yeah, I used to.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
But now I lost my mind. It's like Ozzy Osbourne said, of all the things I've lost, I miss my mind the most.
Unfortunately, you have to actually have had one to miss it, to have lost it.
Can't you have one all the time? Shut up.
Yeah, no.
I love it how Puppy has looked at my book cover ideas, and then I asked which one's better, and he just hasn't answered, but he's seen them. But he hasn't answered.
You know, how many people really want to answer you and piss you off? Aside from me, because that's just me.
A lot of people, because they find it funny when I get angry until they're the ones on the receiving end of my anger.
Exactly. You know? Until the
it's not losing... a funny game, but you're the one affected.
Exactly. So if there's a possibility that they could be the one affected, then they don't want anything to do with it.
Well, they can suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, they could, but probably won't.
Right.
Because it's just the way people are anymore. So childish.
I know, right?
Okay. You can't get rid of your writer's block. Right?
Yep. Yep.
How about just writing? Don't write a certain thing.
And that's how I was just writing random stuff. And then that's how it came. That's how the thing I got for The Mist came about. But now I'm thinking, now I need to get in, I need to sit down and actually start writing some stuff for Gwyn, but I can't because it's not my part. The problem it's the co-writer's part that's the issue. And he hasn't added anything in like 6 months and it's driving me freaking bonkers. This is why I don't like collaborating with people. All but right. I kind of have to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, if someone's going to be willing to work on it and they actually want to be proactive, I'll collaborate with them, no problem. But if they're just going to sit there and they're going to dick me around, I really don't want to handle it.
Exactly.
I don't handle stuff. I'm actually in the process of editing I'm editing a manuscript for somebody who's already written it. They just needed the editing.
Right.
Because what they did with it is wrote. Now they need me to edit it, fix the grammatical errors, and show them where they need to change things and which places to put them and swap their stuff around.
Right.
And then I'm basically ghostwriting a different book because this poor girl, she's a great story, but she can't write to save her life.
Okay.
So I'm ghostwriting it for her. She's giving me the story and I'm just writing it. She right. has full veto power over what I say and how I say it, but again, those don't count because I don't have to write the story. I'm just editing and I'm just writing down what she's told me. It's not like I have to write it or come up with it. It's already been done for me. It's
right.
not a challenge. It doesn't help with my writer's block.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, just don't write for someone right now. Try just writing to write.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it might clear it up a little bit. I mean, it's something to try, put it that way.
Well, if that's the case, then I probably should, like, stop podcasting and go and do that, huh?
Well, that'd be something.
I don't know. Well, I actually have to, clean my house. I've got dishes to do. I probably should eat some lunch. I haven't eaten since dinner time last night. Got to feed the dogs and vacuum. Basically, I'm just doing this because I'm procrastinating on cleaning. Because when I'm cleaning, all I want to do is write. But then when I stop to write, I can't write. But I don't want to go back to cleaning because it's boring. So I'm finding ways to entertain myself.
Yes. That does not surprise me.
I'm actually entertaining myself quite a bit. Nobody else is going to be entertained by it, but I'm having quite a lot of fun and entertained by it.
I don't know. Other people might actually like it. I'll probably look back at it and laugh my ass off half the time anyway.
I beg to differ. I mean, what we find funny, most people don't find funny.
Okay, well, all right. Yeah, that's true.
Saying. I don't know, though. It seems to work when I DJ. People love it when I DJ because I just do the same thing. I just sit there and bullshit with Nathan the entire time.
Exactly.
Who knows? I may actually like it. I mean, I shouldn't be podcasting because I can't stick to the topic that I wanted to stick to, which is writing. And I'm just like, no, back on topic. And then I go off on a tangent. Then you go off on a tangent. Then you hijack my podcast. And I reckon that you're hijacking my podcast is what caused us to get disconnected the first time.
Okay. I think you just like to blame me for things, whether I did it or not.
Fuck yeah, you're my mom. I can blame you for whatever you want.
Yep. That's what I thought.
Love that.
Hey, I have time with no kids being in my ear and loud and obnoxious and driving me nuts, and yeah, they're all sleeping early. I'm not complaining at all, whether I'm hijacking a podcast, drawing out a tattoo, you know, whatever. I'm trying to decide what I want for my next one on that, too.
I have no idea.
Me too.
I think I know what I want to. I know what I want to do. I think I should just start writing on it and just see if it gets me anywhere.
Probably a good idea.
I really want to hang on.
You really want to hang on? All right. I don't know. Tell me talk. Tell me shut up. And you just make up my fucking.
Oh, head. I'm gonna beat you.
You're welcome to try.
This is. I'm sitting here looking at this book that I'm looking at. I'm thinking about reading. I mean, I found this. It's called Unmasking Obsidian Light. So I'm going through all the books that are next to it, right? And one that caught my eye, I'm going to actually read, is Superman Stole My Panties.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. Just the title alone, that caught my attention right off the bat.
Yep. First of all, that does not surprise me that caught your eye.
I mean, it's got the word panties. Come on.
Because just about anything that said that, you'd be right on. Oh, wait, did you seriously say that? Really? All right.
I did say that. I did.
No, I'm saying that's your whole thing, yeah. Did that seriously say that? I gotta have that. I gotta try that.
Yeah, pretty much. I actually went to see if it was a joke. Maybe it was like clickbait or something, but it's not. It's an actual story, and I'm actually going to read it.
I'm actually not surprised. On all counts.
Well, this is what their blurb is for the book. Senior year couldn't be better. Avery Nelson's family finally dumped her brain-dead boyfriend. She's taking all easy classes, and she finally has a job working at the local McDonald's. Her life couldn't get any better. But when McDonald's gets robbed by a psycho with a gun to the back of her head, Avery can feel everything falling apart. A mysterious masked man dressed in all black appears out of nowhere, saving not only her life, but the rest of the restaurant as well. And thus begins the meetings between Avery and the masked man. He hasn't claimed a name for himself, yet the media has been all over him, unofficially known as the man with the green slash. He's taken a liking to Avery. His arrogant attitude, masked with the mystery of him, leaves Avery curious for more, and soon she finds herself struggling to find out who the green slash really is under the mask. Don't know why he's called the green slash when it says Superman stole my panties, but hey, you know what? I love it.
Well, you know what? That's probably what got it.
I haven't even read it yet, and I'm already like, yes, 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 please.
I don't think it would work out so well if you were to try to use a name like that for yours, though.
No.
No, it would not. And I would not use a name like that.
I didn't say you would. I'm just saying. Of course, I don't know. Maybe it would work out perfectly. Who knows?
No, people who know me, and there are quite a few people who know me IRL, who would definitely see my reading, would automatically think that I was writing erotica or something dirty.
Well,
so I would really, 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 really not want to put a name like that on my book, because it would disappoint them.
Yes.
And I would feel so bad.
No, you wouldn't. Don't lie. You'd be laughing all the way to the bank. Don't even try.
Shut up, that's true.
You'd be like, ha, I fooled you.
I mean, I would, but at the same time, you know.
It would be funny, though.
Yeah, it would.
It'd be more funny to see their reactions, though, honestly, but it'd be funny. Oh, hey. Anchor just sent me an email. How about that?
What does it say?
Welcome to Anchor.
Oh. Well, you're a bit late, Anchor. But okay.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, thanks, but I've been here a little bit already, you know?
Yeah, you know what? Whatever.
I'm just sitting here imagining some of the names you could come up with.
Oh, please, do tell.
Just to throw people off.
Do tell, though. Like, seriously, that's not a joke. That's please tell me.
Oh, I mean, oh, God. Let's see. The witch, the bitch, in the closet.
Okay, I like that one.
I mean, just stupid random shit. I mean, that's all I was sitting here. I'm like thinking about Superman stealing panties, and I'm like, I just come up with some crazy ass shit sometimes. So, you know, hey.
That's true.
Totally off the wall, you know.
Yeah.
But then again, plays on things too.
That's true.
It doesn't have to be so off the wall that, you know, it's nobody can understand it. You could come up with something tame and they'd still think you were writing erotica. So, I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Just because you're the one writing it. If for no other reason.
That's true.
So I'm pretty excited. I just went back and checked my Wattpad page, you know. Mm-hmm. I have 21 reads on Into the Mist and 4 on I Am Lookery.
Very cool.
Yep. I'm going to, like, leave the page now, though, so I'm not sitting here, like, Yeah, I'm stalking my own Wattpad, okay?
Well, you should, right?
I should, but at the same time, I should not. All right, I think I'm going to cut this off because at the rate we're going, it's already become an hour-long podcast, and now I'm going to have to, like, add the transitions in and go read the TOS for iTunes podcast so I can make sure that it's not going to, like, get me in trouble.
Probably a good idea. And okay. On top of that, you should be cleaning anyway, so.
Yeah. Nobody asked you. Shut up. I'll go. I'm going to go clean. Jeez.
Yeah. Sure you are.
Yeah, I am. Okay, I'm ending this now. Say bye. Oh, wait. Introduce yourself. I didn't do that in the beginning. Fuck. Like I said, like on my other podcast, so random, I forgot. Tell everybody your name. Not your name, but your name on here, you know. But, yeah.
Like Charlie Panda?
Yeah, Charlie Panda. That's it.
Charlie Panda.
Oh my god, I'm gonna record that. It's so cute. I'm gonna make that your ringtone whenever you text me.
I'm Charlie Panda.
Okay, my dog's getting irritated. That was just like so cute. It's not funny. I think we can end this now.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Ready?
I'm a big kid now.
Yeah. No, you were supposed to do the Charlie Panda. Damn it, let's do it again. Okay?
Wait, I'm supposed to do what?
You're supposed to do what you just said before, the Charlie Panda. Now, hang on, wait.
Okay.
I'm a big kid now. Hey!
I'm Charlie Panda.
Okay, we're ending this now. Say bye.
Bye.
God, we're a bunch of noobs.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.